Well, Jenny Swarbrick joins us now. Jenny, what do we say after that one?
I've just pulled the group in and I've just said probably one of the hardest team talks after a game that I've had. We spoke at half time about a certain plan and it didn't work, and we switched off in key moments. We switched off in key moments and it was difficult to take because we've got this thing around. Once we concede one, we seem to concede another and another, and there's a bit of a collapse. But I've just said to them, captain never leaves a sinking ship and I won't walk away, and I've asked them to all stay with us. I've asked the leaders to step up and support me with guiding the team. And you know, one of the positives tonight is we have got three very young quality players in Sasha, Eve and Evie, on loan from Man City respectively, and I've just gone and had a separate word with them and tried to remind them they're here to gain experience, and that was an excellent game for them to gain experience because it had a bit of everything. We were on top for a little bit, we started brightly, we looked at playing some of the work that we've been doing, but then when you switch off, teams in this league will punish you, and it keeps happening.
Yeah, so I mean, just to talk about bringing the new players in, that's been the story of the season. From day one, we've always been on the back foot trying to catch up.
Yeah.
You can see the quality of the new players we've got. You can see the quality of the players that we already have. It's just mixing it all together, but you can't really do that in these circumstances, unfortunately.
No.
And Charlie, they've just taken their chances. And
this league's unforgiving, and I don't think there's another team in this league that's in the situation we're in with such a young side, and a side that's having to do a rebuild. You know, every single side is experienced. I mean, Charlie are very, very experienced, and they've shown that tonight, and they had quality moments in the final third and scored some good goals. And that's the difference, really. So, yeah, we've got a big game now on Sunday against Barnes, which is going to be very, very difficult. So we've just spoke about communicating about any injuries, because we've picked up a few injuries tonight. Physios are going to be working a little bit of overtime. S&C team will be checking in with them as well to make sure they're on top of the recovery, and then we'll try and go for another reaction against Barnsley. That's all I can ask from them.
Does as well, I mean, like I said about the communication and the chemistry, it's not quite there yet, given, you know, you're throwing this together most Sundays. But heading to the byline, using that pace that we've got tonight, that seemed to work. So
yeah.
can we do that in the last five games more?
I spoke to him at half time about, you know, two of the things that we was doing well, and that was one of them, is down the right hand side, recognising that we can slide it in more and we can get the overlap from Sasha and we can get Naomi running in behind. We just didn't see it in the second half.
And that's because, Charlie pretty much had all bases covered, really.
I think the third goal was a sucker punch for him as well.
Yeah, definitely. Looking ahead, we have got Barnsley, but that gives you, like we said about this young side we've got, is there a chance on Sunday?
We've got to believe that there's a chance. You know, at the end of the day, it's 11 players on the pitch fighting for 3 points, so we have to go there believing that we can get 3 points.
How do you prepare for a game like that now with a short turnaround? I don't know if you've got a training or anything like that, probably not, but
unfortunately not, no. Unfortunately there won't be a contact time between now and then, so things will have to be done virtually. We'll check in with all the players. I'll give them a bit of space now because I've said what I've said, and then I'll check in with them all tomorrow, see how they're doing, see who needs what, see where I can help, see where I can support. And then, so that'll be Friday, and then probably Friday evening I'll send out the plans for Sunday.
Well, Jenny, not the night we wanted, but yeah, there has been some bright sparks, I have to say. I mean, you mentioned the younger players who've joined us. The right back bags the pace, certainly very excited. McCaffrey in midfield as well. Lawrence as well, if we can find that ball over the top, she's got bags of pace to get on things. So definitely positives to look forward to, hopefully the next five matches.
We'll keep going.
Thank you for joining us, Jenny, and best of luck on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you.